From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Eight dead in Guyana from a murder-suicide massacre carried out by a security guard. A spate of killings in Jamaica continues unabated. I'm Ken Richards in London.
And I'm Debbie Ransom in Port of Spain, where CARICOM heads of government are wrapping up their 20th annual summit. A flurry of activity here on the final day of the 20th Caribbean Community Summit. The leaders returned from Tobago to Port of Spain with a series of announcements. As mentioned last night, Haiti became the 15th member of the community, and Anguilla today signed up to take associate membership. But while expanding CARICOM, the grouping also sought to push on with key issues, but some are not happening as quickly as expected. The all-important Caribbean Court of Justice is now expected to be signed into existence within the next 6 months. Its inauguration will take place later on. A special committee has been set up to make and put in place the final details. One issue will be where the court sits and how often it moves around the region. Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Ingram said the court could only be a truly regional one if it travels.
Wherever the court is situated, the Bahamas would have to put in its share for ownership. And the ownership must invest in